This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and China's top diplomat Wang Yi said Tuesday they were hoping for productive talks as they met in Beijing. Washington allies Japan and the Philippines have blamed China in recent days for raising regional tensions, with Tokyo accusing Beijing of violating its airspace and Manila calling it the biggest disruptor of peace in Southeast Asia. Sullivan said after he arrived in the Chinese capital Tuesday, he looked forward to a very productive round of conversations with the foreign minister.
I'm looking forward to this afternoon, this evening, and tomorrow, where we'll delve into a wide range of issues, including issues on which we agree and those issues on where there are still differences that we need to manage effectively and substantively. And it will be, I think, a very productive round of conversations.
Wang told Sullivan he was looking forward to substantive and constructive talks during his visit, the first to China by a U.S. National Security Advisor since 2016. The Israeli military reported Tuesday it rescued an Israeli hostage from Hamas captivity in southern Gaza. At a news conference in Tel Aviv, Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari told reporters 52-year-old Kaid Farhan Al-Kaidi, a Bedouin Muslim and Israeli citizen, was recovered during a complex rescue operation.
We cannot go into many details of this special operation, but I can share that Israeli commandos rescued Kaid Farhan Al-Kaidi from an underground tunnel following accurate intelligence. His medical condition is stable and he will undergo examination in hospital.
The military said Al-Qaeda was a resident of Rahat, a predominantly Arab town, and was working as a guard at a warehouse in southern Israel when he was seized by militants October 7th. Militants seized 251 people in their October 7th attack. 104 of them are still captive in Gaza. The military reports 34 are confirmed dead. This is VOA News. The head of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, said Tuesday after visiting Russia's Kursk nuclear power plant that there was a risk of a nuclear accident and the situation was serious. At a news briefing, Grossi told reporters the plant is running at near normal conditions, but that's not necessarily a good thing.
The fact that the plant is operating make it even more serious in terms of an eventual action against it. When a plant is operating, the temperature is much higher, and if there was the case of an impact or something, there would be serious consequences.
Russia claims the plant has been repeatedly attacked by Ukrainian forces that are just 40 kilometers away since they began their incursion into Russia and taking territory this month. Ukraine has yet to respond to the accusations. Grossi told reporters the plant was extremely fragile because it has no protective dome. The UN reports surging waters driven by days of rain burst through a dam in eastern Sudan Monday, wiping out at least 20 villages and leaving scores of people missing in a nation already scarred by famine and war. Reuters correspondent Ellis Rizzo reports.
One first responder said that between 150 and 200 people were unaccounted for. Officials said the dam had started crumbling and silt had been building during days of heavy rain that had come much earlier than usual. Here is UN spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric.
The Arbaa Dam is a crucial facility in Port Sudan, serving as a primary source of fresh water for the city. The reported damage is expected to have a substantial impact on water supplies to Port Sudan, worsening the humanitarian situation.
The homes of about 50,000 people were impacted by the flooding, the United Nations said, citing local authorities. It added that the number only accounted for the area west of the dam, as the area east was inaccessible.
That's Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reporting. A new report shows U.S. Latinas have contributed $1.3 trillion to the national gross domestic product, about as much as the entire state of Florida. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In 2021, U.S. Latinas contributed $1.3 trillion to the gross domestic product. That's about as much as Florida's economy, and at a growth rate triple that of non-Latinos during the same period. That's according to a report by California Lutheran University and UCLA that was funded by Bank of America. While Black and Latina workers still experience a wage gap, co-author David Hayes Bautista, who heads the Center for the Study of Latino Health and Culture at UCLA's School of Medicine, says many U.S.-born daughters of older immigrants are entering the workforce with bilingual skills and much higher education levels, creating what he calls a slingshot effect. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.